Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'd like to share with you again from the Book of Proverbs. This morning I'd like to speak from the 8th chapter in Proverbs. Proverbs is full of wisdom, and we're instructed to love wisdom, to adhere to wisdom, to pursue it. And here in chapter 8, it says this about wisdom. It says, "Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness." Now that's speaking about wisdom. Riches and honor are with wisdom. With wisdom comes riches and honor, durable riches and righteousness. I don't know that that's necessarily speaking about financial riches, about money. There certainly are spiritual riches and other riches that come with wisdom. And honor comes with wisdom as well. Verse 19 says, "My fruit," that is speaking of wisdom, "the fruit of wisdom is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver." I think for all of us, if someone were to offer us $750,000 in cash, but we would have to find it in a given area, and we could have it for the taking, but it's in an area of about 100 feet by 100 feet. Somehow you have to find it within that certain area. But if we find it, we could keep it. It's ours for the keeping. I think most of us would go looking, wouldn't we? I would. I don't think there's any one of us that wouldn't. I think we'd look. But the Bible says here that wisdom, its fruit is better than gold, yea, even than fine gold. How diligent would you or I be? How diligently would we look for that kind of cash if we knew that we could have it, if we found it? Maybe we'd be ashamed of how diligent we'd really want to be. I don't know, but how diligent are we in pursuing true wisdom? Proverbs also says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Well, what is wisdom? Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." And truly, that is wisdom. Walking in the commandments that Christ has given us, being obedient to his word. Riches and honor are with those who walk that way with Christ in humble obedience to his word. The fruit, the results, the consequence of walking in wisdom is better than gold, than fine gold. The results, the eternal reward, the eternal consequences of walking in wisdom are better than gold, than fine gold. Why is it that we don't pursue wisdom like we do financial gain? I remember in school, when we had tests coming up, we needed to study and study diligently if we wanted a passing grade. To not study was absolute foolishness. It was wisdom to study. And there's a sense in which in this life we're studying for a test. And the test is, where will you, where will I, spend eternity? You see, if we walk in wisdom, walk in humble obedience to the commands of Christ, we're walking in wisdom. It's like we're doing the right kind of studying for our test. But if we choose to despise it and not walk in it and could care less about those commandments of Christ, that's foolishness. The opposite of wisdom, you see. And the costs of not following wisdom that way is eternal damnation. You could also liken that to traveling to a distant place. I live in Pennsylvania, but I've never been to the Yellowstone National Park out west. Now, I know it's out west, and I could travel in a western direction, but how to get there, I don't know. Without a map, I'd be totally lost. I may never get there if I wouldn't look at a map or even ask someone how to go. So it would be wisdom for me to look at the map, wouldn't it? Or I may never get there. And that's how it is in this life. If we really want to be wise so that we can arrive in eternal glory with the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be wise and know what God wants us to do, to follow His commands, to walk in obedience with Him. Otherwise, folks, we're not going to get there. Well, you can ask directions maybe from someone, but that's no guarantee you'll get there. Maybe they don't even know. You know, I've experienced that too. Ask someone for directions. Being in an area where I wasn't familiar with the area and looking for a particular place and ask someone, they give you directions, and you realize after you've chased for another 15 minutes, they didn't know any more than you did where the place was. And so, you know, just asking someone isn't a guarantee that they know or that they'll help you out at all. And that's even the same way spiritually. There's others who think that they know how to go too. But alas, maybe they don't. But folks, it's only as we study the Word of God and know what He says, know what He asks of us, and as we walk in wisdom, walk in humble obedience and wisdom with Him, that we can arrive at our eternal destination with Christ forever. Why would we not want to follow wisdom, follow the roadmap to glory? What are you following? What am I following? Are we walking in wisdom? Or are we walking another way? What is your walk? How will it be for you? Let's walk in wisdom. The results, the fruit of walking in wisdom, remember, is better than gold. Better than fine gold. Better than any amount of money you could ever hope for. God bless your day.